text 48. Savai Mahabhagavato Mahatma Mahanubhavo Mahatam Mahishtaha Travridda Bhaktya Hi Anubhavitasya Anubhavitashaye Nivesya Vaikuntham Imam Vihasyati. The topmost devotee of the Lord will have an expanded intelligence, an expanded influence, and will be the greatest of the great souls. Due to mature devotional service, he will certainly be situated in a transcendental ecstasy and will enter the spiritual sky after quitting this material world. Purport. There are three stages of a transcendental development in devotional service, which are technically called Sthayi Bhav, Anubhav, and Mahabhav. Continual perfect love of a Godhead is called Sthayi Bhav. And when it is performed in a particular type of a transcendental relationship, it is called Anubhava. But the stage of a Mahabhav is visible amongst the personal pleasure potential energies of the Lord. It is understood that the grandson of Aditi, namely Prahlad Maharaj, would constantly meditate on the Lord and recreate his activity. Because he would constantly remain in meditation, he would easily transfer himself to the spiritual world after quitting his material body. Such meditation is still more conveniently performed by chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord. This is specially recommended in the age of a Kali. Om Ajnana Dimirandhasya Dhyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Paryana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prajarine Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Kauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Savai Mahabhagavato Mahatma, the topmost devotee of the Lord. Mahanubhava Mahatam Mahishataha. Mahatam Mahishataha. The greatest among the great devotees. Pravriddha Bhaktyaha. Pravriddha, which is well matured. So here, the characteristics of Prahlad Maharaja's devotion as explained in this particular verse. Kashyapa Muni is explaining to Aditi, it's because of her qualities that she showed. She is going to have a grandson who will be Mahabhagavata. Bhagavata. The person who has a good fortune. Bhagyavata. And what is that good fortune? That good fortune is that he has love for their Lordship. Because that is the most important thing that one can possess in this material world, which makes him most fortunate. Because in this age of Kali, almost 99.99% are unfortunate. Prayena alpayushaha kaloasmin yuge janaha manda sumanda matayo manda bhagyaha. But manda bhagya is unfortunate. Upadrataha, because their mind is disturbed, unsettled mind. But here is the person who is Mahata Mahishtaha, who is greatest among the great soul. And what stage she are in? Mahabha. And Prabhupada explains in this purport that the stage of Mahabhava is visible amongst the personal pleasure potential energies of the Lord. That means who has a mature devotion, that person can possess this particular bhava. And who is in that bhava? Rupa Goswami Pad, in the introduction of his Padyavali, or in the beginning of Padyavali, in Mangalacharan, he writes one shloka. Mahabhava Svarupastvam Krishna Priya Variyasi Prema Bhakti Prade Devi Shri Radhikatvam Namostate. He explains here the glories of Srimati Radharani. She is Mahabhava Svarupa. She is the personification of a Mahanubhava. Mahabhava. Why? Because Krishna Priya Variyasi, she is greatest amongst them who are really dear to Krishna. Variyasi. Variyasi means topmost. So the person who becomes really dear or dearest to their Lordship can possess this Mahabhava. So we can understand the position of Prahlad Maharaj. And to become that Maha, or to have that Mahabhava stage, it never depends upon to take birth in a particular family, in particular caste, or in particular nation, or in particular country, locality, place. No. It doesn't matter. Look at Prahlad Maharaj. In his prayers he says, oh my Lord, where I have born? I have born in the family of demons. Can you imagine? Who are totally opposite to your mission. Who claims themselves as a Lord. What they survey. They try to take your position. And I am the son of such a person. And it's your mercy, my Lord, that I was able to remember you. That's why he is Mahatma Mahishataha. He is topmost, or he is greatest amongst the great devotees. And what's the next characteristic that has explained here? Pravriddha bhaktiya. Pravriddha, prakrishta ritena vriddha. Means who has really a mature devotion. So now the question comes, devotion is devotion. Then what is this mature devotion? If we go back in previous verses, then it is clearly explained what is that. He had that ananya sasvadrig bhagavan yasya toshate ananya drasha. What pleases their lordship? It's ananya bhakti. Ananya means without any deviation. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his commentary of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he really explains about what are the things that can create antara or deviation or distance in which can create antara in one's devotional service. And these are things like, as Mahaprabhu prays in his Shikshashtakam prayer, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam, va jagadisha kamaye. Why he is not desiring for all these things? Na dhana, na jana. Because that thing creates antara between you and Lord. These are anya. Anya means which takes you away from the ananya, from the Lord, which keeps you away from the devotional service of the Lord, which deviates your concentration from the devotional service. Jana, dhana, and mana. Yesterday we discussed whole thing about mana. How this mind is the cause of our sufferings in this world, because it is too attached. When we are attached to jana, jana means people in general, or especially the friends and followers. If we get attached to them, nobody gets attached to enemies. Do they? No. So that category never comes under jana. But whom we are attached, whom we get attached generally, we get attached to those or them who are our, who are there in our close circle, who appreciate us, who glorify us, who became happy in our progress. Attachment to them also gets or creates distance in between us and Lord. And that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that this thing creates a distance between Lord and living entity. And Rupa Goswami Pad, in Lecture of Devotion, he explains that even sannyasis or gurus, they should not accept
too many disciples. Because attachment to followers also create obstacle in your spiritual path. Even he says there that one should not read a lot. That also creates obstacle in your bhava. So too much of reading and too much of accumulating followers is not recommended for a person who want to make progress in spiritual life. Dhana. Wealth. That also creates obstacle. Dhanena andaha. If you get too much of wealth, person becomes blind because of that. And he disrespects everyone. And we have examples since the time of creation. Daksha, Prajapati Daksha, was the first progenitor and who was wealthiest amongst the living entities those days. And what he did? Because of that riches that he possessed, he thought himself superior to Lord Shiva. Who is Lord Shiva? As explained in the previous verses by Kashyapa himself, he says he is the controller of the universe. He is controlling the material nature. Such a powerful person. And on top of that, he is greatest among the devotees. And Daksha offended him because of his ego, which he got because of his position and riches. So it's not only a wealth, but wealth of austerity also creates trouble in your spiritual life. And we have an example for that. Who is that? Durvasa Muni was the incarnation of Lord Shiva. And who is known as a Tapodhana, who possesses the wealth of tapasya, austerity. He also got infatuated with that. And what he did? Yes. He committed offense to Maharaj Ambarish, who was at that time the emperor of whole Bhumandala. He was a king of Ayodhya. But he was very humble and down to the earth because he was a Bhagavata. He was the devotee of their Lord. And what sort of a devotee? Ananya Bhaktaha. Because of him, there is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mad anyate na janati naham tebhyo managapi sadavo rudhaya mayam. Lord says that this sort of sadhus, they live in my heart. Can you imagine? And I live in their heart. Because mad anyate na janati naham tebhyo managapi. Neither I know of anything other than them, nor they know anything other than me. That is ananya. They never seek shelter anywhere else than the lotus feet of their Lord. Anan sharanagata. And Prahlad Maharaj, as explained by his own grandfather, who is another progenitor, who is Prajapati, he is explaining the glory of his grandson. That I am going to have a grandson who is going to go back home, back to Godhead. So here, three things are explained very nicely. First thing, the quality of a person who possesses Mahabhava. Second thing, about the Prahlad Maharaj and what sort of a devotion he had. Pravritta Bhaktiya, mature devotion. And third thing is that who is going to go back home, back to Godhead? The qualification that a living entity needs to go back home, back to Godhead. Which is? Ananya Bhakti. That Prahlad Maharaj possesses. Generally, in Bharat Varsha we see that if someone leaves his body, after his death, if that person is spiritual or he had done some practices in spiritual life or in his life, what he had lived, according to that they write down title under his photograph or anywhere, that either he is a Kailaswasi, he is a Brahmavad, Brahmaleen, or Vaikuntavasi. The person who performs devotion to their Lordship throughout life, his destination is Vaikuntha. And Prahlad Maharaj will go back to spiritual sky, Vaikuntha, after quitting his body. That's what his grandfather is telling. Why? Because he has a mature devotion. So, the prime qualification to go back home, back to Godhead, is to develop a mature devotion to the Lord. And where you can get that? How to cultivate that mature devotion? Association. As someone, if he gets associated with the drunkards, then gradually one day he will become also so if you associate with the devotees, you are going to get that same qualities. Sangad sanjayate gunaha. If you associate with the particular person who has that particular type of quality, you will develop that quality. So the association of devotees is most important. Tuliyan lavenapi na apunarbhavaha. Bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kutashishah. Who is explaining that? Devarshi Narad. Says in this material world, especially for this mortal living entities who are going to die, so what is the greatest benediction for them? Bhagavata sangi sangasya tulyan lavenapi. Tulyan means comparatively. If you get lavenapi, the 1/10th part of the second, that association, if you get of a pure devotee, who are they? Bhagavata sangi sangasya. Bhagavata sangi sangasya. The wonderful phrase they have used it for the devotees, that sangi sangasya. who are always associated with the Lord, and Lord is always with them. If you associate with such a person, even for a 1/10 part of a second, that will be a greatest benediction in this material world. And Prabhupada has given us that wonderful opportunity to associate with pure devotees. So whenever you come to temple, you know, in most of the traditional Vedic temples, when you enter the temple, what do you see on the floor? If you have gone to any Indian temple in India, in front of the Lordship in the Mohan Mandapa or Jana Mandapa, where all people gather, what you will find? There is one particular animal they keep it. Exactly. Turtle, tortoise. Do you know the reason behind that? Why it is there? See, the particular quality of a tortoise. If you see some crawling tortoise on the road nearby a lake or somewhere, you go and touch him, what happens? Immediately it withdraws all his legs, tail, mouth into the shell that he has. And when he enters into the water, what happens? Immediately it expands that. That senses comes out and he takes pleasure in that water. So same way, when you enter in a temple, what you should do? You should expand your senses and take full advantage of that particular ambience of a temple, that environment. And how to do that, that Maharaj Ambarish has shown. The Bhagavad Gita. How he has done that? That is explained in the 9th canto. I think it's 9th chapter. And text number 19. Yeah. 9th canto, 4th chapter, text number 18 to 20. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayor pachansi vaikunta gunanuvarnane karor harir mandira marjanadisho Shrutim Chakara Chuta Sata Kathodaye Mukundalinga Layadarshanam Drushau Tat Bhrutya Gatra Svarashe Anga Sangamam Granam Chatat Pada Saroja Saurave Srimat Tulasya rasanam tadarpite padau harer kshetra padanusarpane shiro rishikesh padha vivandane kamam chadasye natu kamakamya yathottam shloka janashrayarati. King Ambarish fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Savai Krishna. Savai Manha Krishna Padaravindaya. Vachansi Vaikunda Gunanu Varnane. Engaged his words in describing the abode of the Lord. Hare Mandira Marjana Dishav. His hands in cleansing the temple of Lord. Shrutim Chakarat Achyuta Satakathodaye. His ears in hearing the pastimes of the Lord.
Mukundalingalaya darshanam drisho. His eyes, in seeing the form of the Lord, now here, wonderful word that they have used, that tadabhritya gatra sparashe anga sangamam. Tadabhritya gatra sparashe anga sangamam is his body in touching the body of a devotee. That's why it is said that one should touch the lotus feet of pure devotees and take dust from their lotus feet. As we just sang that Shri Guru Charane Rati Yeise Uttamagati Je Prasade Pure Sarva Asha. All the desires, if you want that they should get fulfilled, then what do you have to do? Just take the dust at the lotus feet of spiritual master. So that if you think the touch of dust of their lotus feet can give you this, then what will happen if you touch their body? Because they are the holy places which are traveling all over the world. Generally, we go to holy place to get purified. But pure devotees, they go to make things purified. That's why in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, I think it's 11th chapter, when Vidurji comes to meet Yudhishthir Maharaj and other Pandavas, by seeing Vidurji, Yudhishthir Maharaj says, Bhavadvida Bhagavata Tirthi Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swanta Stena Gadabhrita. Bhavadvida Bhagavatas, O Mahabhagavata. Why? Because you are the personification of a holy place, Tirthaha. Why? Because you carry their lordship in your heart. Svantaha tena gadaprita. You carry that Lord Gadhadhar in your heart. And so wherever there is a Lord, that place is holy place. So the body of Vaishnava is Sakshat holy place, Tirtha. That's why Maharaj Ambarish, he used his sensory or his senses to touch the body of Vaishnavas. Ghranam cha tatpada saroja saurabhe. He used his nostrils to smell the fragrance of tulasi that has offered at the lotus feet of Pallava. Flowers offered at the lotus feet of Lord, and he has used his tongue to test the tulasi at the lotus feet of the Lord. He used his legs to travel around all the holy places where Lord has performed wonderful pastimes. And he has used his kamam tu dasya na tu kama kamya. Rather than becoming the servant of senses, he has become the servant of Lord's desire. So these are the things that can make you a great devotee. That sort of a consciousness can take you back home, back to Godhead. So this conversation, especially between Diti and Kashyapa, can teach us about, even in household life also, how is it possible to go back home, back to Godhead. Because 99% people, they are in this particular ashram only. Very few are there in other three ashrams. So,
in this age of a Kali, a very simple way of meditation, which is more convenient to perform, has given. And that is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chanting of this mantra. If one takes it seriously, because this is especially recommended for this age. So this is the particular prescription for Bhavaroga in this age of Akali. So if you take it seriously, then we are also going to attain that Ravriddha Bhaktiya, the mature devotion, which can take us back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So, any question, any doubt, any comments? He prayed to the Lord Shiva, "My Lord, keep me in this material world and let me suffer for the sins that all the living entities they have done. But please free them from their sins and take them back home, back to Godhead." Here it is said that he will go back. He has. Because wherever they go, they create the spiritual world. So, in one of the Varshas, he is still there, worshipping Lord Narasimha and praying for the all living entities like us, so that we can develop that love for the God. As he says, Vimukocheta Saha. He says that, "My Lord, I don't have any fear of this material existence." Why? Because my mind is always absorbed toward the in remembering your wonderful activity. Twadda Virya Gayana Maha Amrita Magna Chetaha. My Lord, my mind is always magna, absorbed in Twada Virya Gayana, Maha Amrita, to glorifying your wonderful nectarian pastimes. But I really care for them who are Vimukha Chetasaha, who has turned off their face from you. Maya Sukhaya, just to get the temporary happiness in this material. Why is here? For us. Because, as Shivji explains, this Narayana Parasarvena Kutashana Vibhati Swarga Api Vargasya Swarga Apavargasya Narakeshu Api Tulyartha Darshinaha. He explains to Mother Parvati, she cursed Maharaj Chitragita to become a demon. Then Lord Shiva said, "What you are doing? Do you understand? He is a Narayana Paraha. His mind is always absorbed in Lord Narayana. For him, because he sees Narayana everywhere, for him, this material world, whether it is a Swarga, whether it is a Apavarga, Vaikuntha, or Naraka, is everything is same for him. Because his mind is always absorbed in the thoughts of the Lord." So the pure devotee, they desire to stay anywhere, but they think, "Let my mind get absorbed." As Maharaj Kulashekhar also prays, "Diviva Bhuviva Mama Api Vaso Swargeshuva Narakanta Prakama." Oh my Lord, I may stay in the hell or heaven, or maybe in the material world, I don't care. But please, Avadhirati Mamachetaha Padaravinde, let be my mind always get settled at your lotus feet. It should not get deviated even for a single moment That they desire. And if that sort of a mind is there, then you stay anywhere, it doesn't matter. So that's where Prahlad Bharaji stays. Forgot that particular loka which they call Harivarsha. Harivarsha. There he stays and performs devotion to Lord Hari. Srila Prabhupada ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prahlad Maharaj ki. Thank you so much.